USA Radio News.
You might say it's gaslighting. The average gallon of gas is nearly double what Americans were paying 2 years ago, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre touted savings at the pump on Tuesday.
Gas prices have fallen by $1.15 from their peak, which was not too long ago. The 98 consecutive day decline this summer was the fastest in over a decade. Every month, the typical two-driver family saves about $120 at the pump compared to where we were in mid-June. Every day, Americans save about $420 million at the pump compared to mid-June.
President Biden is set to order the release of 15 million barrels of oil from America's strategic reserve on Wednesday. Striking truck drivers are pushing back in New England.
Striking truckers used tractor trailers to block exits at New England's largest wholesale food distributor Monday and prevented some employees from leaving, resulting in as many as 20 arrests, police said. More than 400 Teamster union members arrived at the Cisco facility in Plimpton, Massachusetts in the early morning and blocked the exits when things became unruly. The truckers are looking for higher wages and improved benefits. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal government unveiled a program to provide $1.3 billion in debt relief for about 36,000 farmers who've fallen behind on loan payments or face foreclosure. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. The USDA says additional programs are in the works. The movement to unionize Amazon suffered a defeat on Tuesday as workers at a warehouse in New York overwhelmingly voted against joining Amazon labor union. And Tuesday marked the start of the new NBA season. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Republicans are continuing to shed light on the Hunter Biden investigation.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss on Monday, citing new whistleblower claims that President Joe Biden was involved with his son Hunter's foreign business dealings from years ago. Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey believes this all must be investigated thoroughly.
This has to be dug into deeply at every level, multiple committees, and if true, it's very, very serious.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes and overseas business deals began in 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Arizona's Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake received a new endorsement Monday from former Hawaii representative and now ex-Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. Lake said she was honored to have the endorsement. Gabbard announced she would also campaign alongside Arizona's Republican Senate nominee Blake Masters. A prospective juror in a North Carolina court had to spend 24 hours in jail for refusing to wear a mask. 47-year-old Gregory Hahn was found in contempt of court. Actor Ezra Miller has pleaded not guilty to burglary charges. He faces up to 26 years in prison if convicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.